Hi, and welcome to the Sabian podcast. Today I'm going to be doing an overview of the new moon that is taking place on July 28th, and that is 3 days from now. So that's going to be on Thursday at 1:54 p.m. Eastern Time. So that will be when it is exact. And the new moon is going to be in Leo at 5 degrees. It's conjunct Mercury, so it's going to be a highly communicative new moon. It's also going to be very expressive. There might be some issues of technology. There might even be an advancement in technology for self-expression. Also, Leo rules the heart, and it rules the spine, so it could also have to do with technological advancements in cardiac technology and in spinal technology, with surgery, and it could even be with things like nutritional supplements or medications. Or it could be even with technology like electrocardiograms and things like that. And then it's conjunct Mercury, and then it's trine Jupiter at 8 degrees Aries, and that is a really nice aspect. It provides abundance and a sense of fairness about this new moon. So I wonder about that, like if there'll be any kind of legislation, or if the current hearing, if there's some sort of thing that feels fair to everyone or to the majority of people that comes out. Jupiter in Aries is also an increase of potentially aggression or energy. Aries is the god of war, and so there's this sense of battles. And the fact that we have this July 6th hearing going on at the same time, I'm curious to see if there's any verdict on that or conviction. So the Sabian symbols for the new moon is an old-fashioned conservative is confronted by an up-to-date girl. And the first person that came to mind was the First Lady, Betty Ford. She was the First Lady when I was growing up. And one of the coolest people in the world. She was pro-choice. And she wasn't perfect at all, but she was a major supporter of Roe versus Wade and also things like addiction recovery. She was very open about her alcoholism, and the Betty Ford Center was established, and she was a big promoter of 12-step recovery, and the fact that she was so open about her her feelings about things and her recovery path were inspiring for so many of us. And so I think about Betty Ford because Republican women are, like, there's not anybody really like that these days. But the Republican Party actually used to be quite a bit more progressive. And even Richard Nixon established the Environmental Protection Agency. So this new Republican Party is pretty bonkers compared to them. And the fact that the Supreme Court would be throwing out rulings that would help protect environmental measures and go against the EPA is really not the same conservative party that we used to have. Because you think about the word conservative, and it's about conserving the environment and protecting things. But these people seem to be a little bit bonkers. Like I don't even know if you can be a little bit bonkers, but they are bonkers. So anyway, that moon, sun in Leo, trining Jupiter in Aries, it's very fiery and expressive. But then also Jupiter is in the symbol, a seer gazes intently into a crystal ball before him or her. And that's about speculating and looking and not really knowing what's going to happen, but maybe this is an optimistic thing of having a sense of possibilities with that moon, sun, trine, Jupiter. So very different from, like, if the new moon were square Saturn, it would feel like kind of depressing. So I feel like this new moon, trine Jupiter, will be more like a sense of possibilities. But also, Mercury is pretty active here in the new moon because it's square Mars and Uranus and the North Node, and it's also square the South Node. It's trine Chiron, which would have a sense of that it's moving towards healing or supporting healing, like talking openly about this. But Mercury square the Mars Uranus North Node conjunction would indicate to some wanting to talk about the direction we're heading in, and the fact that we feel like we're going in the wrong direction, or we may need to reorient our direction. Like one of my colleagues yesterday came up to me and said, you know, my husband and I are moving to Canada. We are in the process of it, and we've hired an immigration attorney. And so they're completely moving to another country, which would also be potentially that Taurus aspect of moving across the border. So Taurus is fixed earth, and it's that place where we live, that piece of land that we are homesteading. And Mercury in Leo would be communicating about, it could be about babies, because Leo rules children. It could be talking about our hearts, where our heart feels most comfortable. It has to do with love affairs and talking about what we love and where we feel comfortable. And we're also like deeply into summer, which is the fire element season. And it's the expression of joy and happiness. And a lot of us are going out more and enjoying ourselves anyway, even though there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world. And that Mercury at 19 Leo symbol is a houseboat crowded with revelers. The water reflects its light. And I had a really nice weekend spending time with friends and doing fun things. And I watched Encanto. That word means love. Just thinking about that, I watched it with my friend and her children, and that's very Leo. And then the next day went to a concert with some friends and one of his children and one of their children. And just thinking about that, so Mercury at 19 Leo is all about that expression of love and joy and enjoying ourselves with our loved ones, with our friends and family and children. And that sense of it's a houseboat party crowded with revelers, the water reflects its lights. And so really like experiencing the beauty of the world. But then it's square Mars, which is, again, the god of war and aggression and strength and energy, and it's the cardinal fire sign. And honestly, I love Aries people who are Mars rule because they're so straightforward and direct. They don't hold grudges typically. So they're ruled by Mars. And then in Taurus, it can be energy that is channeled into fixing things and making things solid, and it can be very conservative. But the Mars in there can also create a lot of energy, like frustrated energy, because it's stubborn earth. So it's like trying to cut down a redwood tree. So you have a power saw, and the tree is like hundreds of years old and fixed in its place. Or I think of an earthquake that happened between two tectonic plates that have taken, you know, just taking forever. Like it hasn't had an earthquake in forever. So when it really moves finally, it's really, really disruptive. And so that Mercury square Mars can be pretty uncomfortable. And also just, it's really inconvenient with that joyfulness of summer. And the Sabian symbol that Mars is on is an old man is attempting, with a degree of success, unsuspected by him, to reveal the mysteries to a motley group. And ironically, that is my North Node symbol too. So I can relate to this a lot because I do feel like I'm often like sharing this information, but I have no idea who's listening. And I don't even know if anyone's listening and learning. And then somebody will come up to me and say, I listened to your podcast and I really liked it. And that's how I feel. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, so I do feel like that old man or old woman and revealing the mystery to a motley group. And so, regardless of the symbol, Mercury Mars square is relatively uncomfortable. And then Uranus at 19 Taurus is also that energy of the unexpected and new information. Sometimes it's overwhelming information that's happening faster than we can process it. And especially with it in Taurus, because Taurus is this stubborn bull and really likes things to move slow and to be relaxing and peaceful. Just like that piece of land with the tectonic plates that just hasn't moved for a while. And then when it moves, it really, really is powerful. And Taurians are known for being pretty peaceful, but they're also known for if you really, really push them, they are so angry and scary. So any of the fixed signs are pretty slow to anger, but once they get going, look out. Whereas Aries people blow, but then they calm down right away, and like they're kind of like impulsive in their anger, but then they are not weaponized in that way, like where they'll hold a grudge forever. I don't think Taurus does either. It's just the power of their anger is a little bit stronger because it takes a lot longer for them to really get going with their anger, and so you really want to get out of their way when they do. And Uranus in 19 Taurus is a new continent is rising out of the ocean. That's actually going to be the Sabian symbol for the Mars-Uranus conjunction when it all happens all at once in the same degree at the end of this month. So that'll be a fascinating thing that a new continent is rising out of the ocean. I am so curious to see if there will be an earthquake or volcanic eruption or just some other major thing that makes us feel like, wow, this is a whole new world. Like, what is happening here? A lot of places are like overdue to erupt. So, and a lot of hotbeds and places of contention, just emotionally and politically in the world these days. So we will see. And then the North Node is at 20 Taurus. Wisps of clouds like wings are streaming across the sky. And, you know, I don't know about that. Again, it's the North Node in Taurus. Moving towards building things that are more stabilizing and sustainable. Like I mentioned in another podcast, somebody I gave a reading for, her descendant was on this degree, and that would be like your partner. And her husband actually worked in air quality for, I believe, the EPA. And I thought that was interesting. But we'll see, like wisps of clouds, like wings are streaming across the sky, what that means if there's something having to do with air pollution. But even like I said about the new continent rising out of the ocean, if there's like a volcanic eruption that occurs around this time, or a volcano just starts spewing smoke into the sky, smoke and steam, and if things like airplanes have to be grounded for a while because of that. we shall see. Stay tuned. And then Mercury is also square the south node. And that is 20 Scorpio, a woman drawing aside two dark curtains that close the entrance to a sacred pathway. And that's an interesting thing, too, with the direction. Another woman in the symbols, along with the old-fashioned conservative, is confronted by an up-to-date girl. How that will work, too, with Mercury and Roe versus Wade and like other types of healthcare for women. So we shall see around that. And then Mercury is also trying Chiron at 17 Aries, and that symbol, again, more women, two prime spinsters sitting together in silence. And I think about that one, too, is like the play Lysistrata, where women go on strike, on like a sex strike to end war. But seeing like women be like, hey, I'm through with men. Like, what is this ridiculous ruling? And I was in the car with my friends on Saturday, and they're a couple, and we were talking about Roe versus Wade, and my male friend was like, yeah, you know, I was so angry too with the Trump election and this and that. And then my other friend, his partner, she said, yeah, but this was like women losing their citizenship. Similar to how people who are from Mexico or Muslim people, you know, just feeling like disenfranchised, and that healing that wound. And Chiron can be the wound that just cannot be healed, that we heal in other people that we just can never heal in ourselves. So, and we all have those spaces in ourselves that we feel like can never heal, but the more we try, the better healers we become for others. So it's not really that futile to try. So we may as well do it, but you know, we might feel like, God, if I can ever heal this, what's the point? But maybe the point is that it helps us help others. And it does help ourselves, often temporarily, but sometimes not permanently. So I know for me personally that I made a commitment to my own healing work, because at some point I realized I had so much PTSD that I didn't want to be harmful to anyone else. And the more work that I did, the more I found that I was able to do acupuncture and other forms of healing. The more I tried to work with myself, the more space it gave me to help other people. So I think the work is worthwhile, and it does calm us down and make us better people in society. But some of those wounds just never heal, and that's okay. And so just thinking about that with where Chiron is at now with 17 Aries, and how it seems like women are very fed up right now with that ruling and with the way things are going, and with that sense of inequality that we have, at least in the United States. And of course, elsewhere, there are so many other issues that we have worldwide. So really good to work on healing that within ourselves. So that string of planets and aspects is interesting. So Mars Uranus North Node is semi-sextile Chiron, and the South Node is in conjunct Chiron. So there is this element too of woundedness and healing with all of these planets working together. So communication, aggression, unexpected events, and new insights, that sense of reorienting our paths and healing those wounds. So that's an interesting thing there with Mercury, Mars, Uranus, North, South Node, and Chiron. And then Neptune and Saturn and Pluto are all semi-sextile to each other. And Neptune is at 26 Pisces, and that's a new moon, reveals that it's time for people to go ahead with their different projects. And Saturn is 24 Aquarius, a man turning his back on his passions, teaches deep wisdom from his experience. And Pluto is at 28 Capricorn, a large aviary. So they're all next to each other in similar degrees. And Neptune at 26 Pisces, a new moon reveals that it's time for people to go ahead with their different projects, is again, that sense of, okay, like, we lost this, how do we move forward? What can we do to shift things? How can we move things forward into a better way? What kind of project can I work on personally to mend my own corner of the world? Thinking of the Hebrew word tikkun, which means to repair and mend. What broken crack can I fill with gold? And all that. And then Saturn at 24 Aquarius, a man turning his back on his passions, teaches deep wisdom from his experience. You know, that can be, Saturn is where we contract and where we start to set limits on. And a lot of people are talking about working less, taking a break. Energy might be a little bit lower with Saturn here. And then Pluto at 28 Capricorn, a large aviary. I think it's interesting that this whole thing with the Twitter sale is going on. The monkeypox virus is one thing that comes to mind. Even though it's not a bird, oftentimes, like, this is another communicable disease. And monkeys are often in the sky, in trees. Like, if you go somewhere like India, there are monkeys everywhere. And there's actually a job of someone to manage all the monkeys, and you'll see them in the trees, even in big cities like Delhi. So, oftentimes with avian flu, like, that's like getting something from another species. But also thinking about social media and censorship. And all that. So Pluto at 28 Capricorn, also thinking about Elon Musk and the Twitter sale. And with all of these three transpersonal patterns being adjacent to each other by semi-sextile, you know, just thinking about how there's some collective growth going on subconsciously and maturing as a you know, whole group of people on an international scale. You know, that's just one interpretation of it, and I'd love to hear another on that, because that's oftentimes they'll think of that Neptune, Saturn, and Pluto as being more generational aspects, and so it'll affect all of us on a more generational scale, healing our subconscious in some way. Lilith is not closely aspected to any of these planets, but I like to include her because she is often very important. I really relate strongly to her because she's one of the highest planets in my own chart, or highest asteroid. And I can relate to that sense of disenfranchisement, like the disenfranchised female. And the Lilith symbols have been really interesting with the Roe versus Wade, element, because it was, for example, from June 26 until July 4th, the symbol was on a small naked girl bends over a sparkling pond trying to catch a fish. And I think about that poor 10-year-old girl and all the things she went through. You know, just that vulnerability of young women, young girls. The fact that young women now don't have access like older women did, and Roe versus abortion was always legal for me as long as I needed it. And now to think about that, like, I have a young patient, you know, just thinking about that, I've been seeing her since she was really young, and now she's going off to college, and just thinking about that for her, that it's you know, just having to worry about that. You know, it's just something that for us, it was never a concern. And keeping it legal was always a concern, but that fact that it was safe and accessible and legal, and also even just thinking that, you know, some of us have said, oh, you know, at least I'm in a safe state, but it's really, we're as safe as our gubernatorial election. So, like, for example, I live in Illinois, and Governor Pritzker is really, really progressive, and I think he's great. But we have another election, and we elect a Republican, and the last one we had almost drove our state into bankruptcy and just was pretty terrible. Didn't pay the bills of the state for the whole time he was in office. And so just thinking about that, like, there is this fragility and vulnerability that we have. And the symbol of Lilith is a large, let me see here. Actually, I think, let me see. I just want to make sure. Lilith at 12, Cancer. This should be, oh, here we go. A Chinese, so I was wrong on this, and I have to correct this, because the diamond cutting one was from July 5th till July 13th. The new one here is a Chinese woman nursing a baby whose aura reveals him to be the reincarnation of a great teacher. And this one I am curious about as well, because I wonder about this, because in China there was apparently the person who was going to be the next Dalai Lama was kidnapped by the Chinese government, and nobody knows what happened. And I'm curious to see too if that person will come up. If that person will become someone that gets recognized, if a baby is born, or if that child that had been kidnapped is found again, or the mystery of where they went is discovered, or even if there is a child that is born that, like, from a royal family or something like that, like some important person has a child at this time. I, you know, if you know of that, please keep me posted. So anyway, that is the new moon reading for today. And if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. And if you want to have a reading with me, you can reach me at lisameyerson@gmail.com, or you can find me at the Sabian Symbol Research Group on Facebook, or the Lisa Meyerson Astrology Discussion Group. So I look forward to talking with you soon, and I hope you have a great week and enjoy this new moon. Be well.